So that has a factor, yeah. Maybe.
Well, you know, when they're winning, I mean, the stadium's so loud.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely that crowd noise. It was one of the toughest places to play. I heard that before going to Kansas City, before playing there. I never played in Arrowhead.
Right.
And once I got there, I remember playing in the first game against San Diego, and the crowd noise was just unbelievable. In fact, I came out of the game with 3 sacks because I was able to get a jump off the ball.
Okay.
And it was definitely an advantage.
Why is it the crowd? Do you think it's the way the stadium is built, close to the field?
I think it may be. I mean, that and their fans are crazy. I mean, they have some rabid fans out there. I mean, they're all about their team. You know, I always said when I was, comparing the teams I played for, you know, Green Bay was kind of like church and religion, you know, playing in Lambeau Field. And then Kansas City was like that college atmosphere where the fans really, really got into the game.
Have you done there as the enemy before?
Yes. I played there twice since playing with Miami, both times. Went back into Kansas City, and it was actually maybe 3 times, because once was the preseason. It's a tough place to play, especially when they're playing well and they're doing some things better now. And, you know, they have great fan support there. And those fans, normally when they're there, they're loud and they get into the game. And if you, as a visiting team coming in, don't take them out of the game early, it could be a long day.
You hear all those stats that the Broncos have struggled so much in December. What's a veteran like you think about?
Well, I don't know about past Bronco teams, but this is a totally new Bronco team. I'm a new Bronco. I went there last year in December and we won, so I don't know how much effect that has on us. If you guys didn't tell us that, we probably wouldn't know that. And our approach doesn't change because of that. So, you know, we have something we're trying to do here, and trying to stay on the right side of the fence, if you will. And last week was a big stepping point for us, and we came out and did something that we needed to do, and we have to keep that going. You know, regardless of who we were playing this week, we have to go out and just play 2009 Broncos football. Complimentary, tough, smart, physical football.
Pretty important to realize you're playing the team that beat Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, maybe not the team that almost didn't show up in San Diego last week.
Well, you know, I got a chance to watch that game, and they had, you know, for a second there, it looked like the blooper reel. And you can't expect that same team or the same things to happen for us. The ball didn't bounce their way last week. You know, this is a team, like you said, they're trying to improve their season. They're trying to build something out there and get something going. So they're going to be fired up. Watching them on film, I mean, offensively, they're doing some things really good. I mean, Charles is doing a great job in the backfield. This offensive line, they've been piecing them together a little bit. But last week or the last couple weeks, they've been coming on. And then defensively, really didn't know that they were as good as they are, you know, especially against the run. They've only allowed one 100-yard rusher, and that was Mendenhall from Pittsburgh. So these guys have been in some close games. They played Dallas close, went to overtime, then the Pittsburgh game. So this is a very capable team, and we can't go in here and have a letdown. When you're playing on the road, you definitely have to turn everything up a notch. And so it's important for us to go in and defensively play even better than we did last week, and offensively start fast, get those guys, and see what happens.
Vaughn, does this team feel different after the Giants win versus four straight losses? I mean, you hear the laugh in the background. Is the atmosphere around here changed?
Well, it has to some. I mean, it's the difference between winning and losing. I mean, that's this game. We won a big game and a big stage, and it feels good. And at the same time, it was just a step. You know, we have a bigger goal in mind. And so, you know, in order for us to achieve that, we have to go out this week and play well on the road against a division rival. A different team than the guys who've been on this team in the past as Broncos have faced a whole new outfit over there. There's no more Larry Johnson. Haley's the coach and the offensive coordinator. The things that they're doing defensively, all has changed. And so we have our work cut out for us. This will be a nice test for us. We talked about the importance of the 2009 Bronco team of winning from Thanksgiving on to achieve the ultimate goal or the bigger picture, the bigger goal. And this is going to be a nice test for us. And we can't go in here and have any letdowns. We have to turn it up and we have to play for 60 minutes because these guys have proven that they play beyond the 60 minutes. Like I said, in the overtime game with Dallas, then Pittsburgh. So these guys have confidence and they're building out there.
What's your take on Matt Castle?
Castle, you know, he's another product of that New England system up there. I mean, he's a smart quarterback. He's very competitive. He has the ability to make plays with his feet, extend plays, and let his wide receivers get open. Chris Chambers has been a great addition for them. He's come in and created a lot of big plays for him, and he's become a kind of a go-to receiver for Castle. So as a defensive front, it's important for us to try to keep him in the pocket and get after him, frustrate him a little bit, and get after the running game. But Castle was certainly an impressive quarterback. He was impressive, and when he came in and subbed for Tom Brady up at the Patriots, and you know, he really hasn't had any let off. I mean, this is a guy that if you let him extend plays and run around back there, he'll make plays.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Vern.